Well, big news up at North Harrison. North Harrison, this is going to have a rippling effect certainly across some of the conferences that we cover, as North Harrison has been voted in unanimously to be a new member in the Western Division of the Grand River Conference. There's a lot of different pieces here, but one of the pieces is, and I know this will be a part that's kind of disappointing for North Harrison and Air Long, but there's opportunities with scheduling and whatnot, but I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision here, Aaron, to leave the HDC. The HDC has been good to the Shamrocks over the years.
Absolutely. The founding member of the conference, that was probably the most difficult thing to do, was leave the conference that we helped start nearly 70 years ago. But we're always trying to look forward to the future and what opportunities are best for our kids.
I know it's not a one sport necessarily decision, and even it's a decision that goes way beyond sports to other things, but you know, in softball, and this is a credit to North Harrison, just a powerhouse program, but it's kind of got to the point in the HDC where that softball program was just far and away the best in the conference. Was that a factor in just trying to, you know, find ways to toughen up the schedule for your softball program, or does it go a lot deeper than that?
I think we've always tried to find ways to make our softball schedule challenging as we wanted to make it, even being a part of the HCC conference. The last few years, only having six conference games gives us a lot of leeway to schedule some tougher opponents, some bigger schools, to have the opportunity for our softball team to play some really good opponents and prepare for postseason and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think, you know, bottom line is we kind of continue this discussion that more so than the fact that, you know, your program has been the best in that conference is that from a scheduling perspective, you're going to have a lot more ability to schedule. And I don't know if the trips are going to be closer, but a lot of the teams that you'll play in the GRC are somewhat in Eagleville's backyard.
Yeah, I think we play three or four of the GRC West schools in softball already, so I know we'll have to get North Andrew on the schedule and get King City and Stanford on the schedule. But other than going to Rosendale, those other two are fairly close to us geographically.
No, certainly. Was it, you know, once Bramer left last spring, last summer officially, Did you have interest immediately? Did you contact the GRC immediately to say, hey, we'd be interested in taking Bramer's spot? Or how did that come about?
No, we didn't. There's been a couple different conversations over the past 6 or 7 years, really, whenever the expansion was starting to be talked about and some things were brought up. But no, the conference reached out to us here in the past month or so and saying that they had interest in possibly pursuing us as another school to add to their conference. Now, once the ball got rolling, it got rolling pretty quick.
It is interesting because the first thing I thought of, or at least one of the first things is that, you know, Gilman City is an HDC school. You're now a GRC school, and Pattonsburg is a GRC school, and that's the cooperative for football, which has been good down at Pattonsburg. That doesn't change, so we're not going to be looking at Pattonsburg and North Harrison having separate football programs, you tell me.
Not in the foreseeable future.
And that comes down to numbers and ability to put guys on the field, right?
Yeah.
If North Harrison wanted to go that way, and this might go beyond you know, your pay level, Aaron, but if North Harrison wanted to go 8-man alone, is that something that could happen in the next 5 to 10 years, or is that any sort of a long-range plan up at Eagleville?
Oh, we've been planning for the future. Just finished building a brand-new track with the opportunity to have a football field in the middle of it. So we've got those initial laid. If we ever were to have our own team or host a co-op with some other schools, I think that we've got a lot of groundwork laid to do so. But in the foreseeable future, I don't see our co-op changing in football.
As far as, you know, this is obviously a sports conversation, but there's so much more to being involved in a conference that, you know, there's academics and all kinds of things. What are the things that tangibly will be beneficial to your school district with this change over the next 10, 15 years?
One of the big things is band and music opportunities for our kids. Our band and music program has really grown over the past 7 or 8 years, and our kids are going to have a lot more opportunities for conference band and vocal stuff going on from next year forward. Having having more schools in the area that do academic team and have a little more set schedule is something that we saw as a benefit to our kids who like to compete in academic bowl, and then all of the sports opportunities that presented itself. We felt like it was a great opportunity for the kids to have more challenges and to have just more opportunities in general.
It's been, I'd say, I talk about this all the time with the Pattonsburg coaches, it's been a really good thing for Pattonsburg to join the GRC. Was seeing their decision to move to the GRC and become a part of the conference and the success they've had, obviously you have a working relationship in football with them. What was that a factor in saying, hey, it's worked for Pattonsburg and let's make the move ourselves?
Possibly subliminally. I don't think that's something that our administration sat down and said, hey, if they could do it, we could do it. But obviously seeing that a school their size, which is very similar to us, was able to jump in and still tread water, at least, you know, in a big conference, I think that maybe eased some of our fears as far as, you know, leaving something that we've been a part of for almost 70 years.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And I know you make the decision that's best for North Harrison in the long run, but the other side of the equation here is, you know, who knows what the future of the HDC looks like, because, yeah, it's kind of like what happened to the old Tri Rivers. If you keep losing schools, there's a conversation that's going to go on there to see where those schools go in the near future.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a decision that we took lightly. We could see the conference getting smaller over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and we just wanted to make sure that our kids here, our students, were continuing to get opportunities to either compete or do so with music or academics, and we didn't want to be a school that was left behind if another school decided to go and do something else out of our conference. We wanted to make sure that we didn't miss an opportunity to move forward for our students.
Well, and yeah, from a lot of ways, and kind of back to our discussion earlier, you know, North Harrison hasn't been in the same conference as the Albanys and the Worth Counties and the King Cities of the world, but you play them a lot, whether it's district or just non-conference. So it'll be, I would imagine, it'll be a smooth turnover as far as scheduling and those things with North Harrison going forward.
Yeah, I hope so. I know we'll have to move around a little bit of schedule for softball and basketball next year, and baseball is pretty much open at this point, so we're looking forward to the challenges that we're going to face, just knowing that the opportunities that they present are going to be great ones.
Now, how it has to be humbling from a North Harrison perspective that the vote was unanimous to let you into the GRC. Sometimes those votes can split down the middle or those things, and everybody thought you'd be a great fit, and I know for the Shamrocks that has to be a very humbling thing.
It definitely is. We're very blessed to have a great school district, a great community. We're supported very well